Now, a dramatic update on a story we told you about last week. It's about Zhen Liuguan. He's known in Mexico as El Chino, or the Chinaman. He's a Chinese-Mexican entrepreneur accused of supplying drug cartels with ingredients to make methamphetamine.
A few months ago, police raided his house and found more than $200 million stashed in suitcases and in the walls. But they couldn't find Liuguan himself. This week, they finally found him here in the U.S. We turn now to Washington Post reporter Ernesto Londoño. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me.
First of all, can you refresh our memories a bit? Liuguan had a very interesting explanation for all of this cash found at his home.
That's right. When Mexican law enforcement officials stumbled upon this huge, staggering amount of cash, $207 million, that they assembled into what looked like a bed. It was actually a stunning image. His reaction was to say that this was money that Mexican politicians had asked him to store under threat, and that it was money that that may have been used to alter the outcome of last year's contested political race.
And Ernesto, you write that he's actually now kind of launched this PR campaign here in the U.S. Tell us a bit about that.
Sure. Well, shortly after this money was discovered in Mexico, Mexican law enforcement officials sought to take him into custody, and they wanted to prosecute him criminally for his alleged crimes. He apparently traveled to the United States. He has done so frequently. He is an avid gambler and was a very good customer in casinos in Las Vegas. Recently, he's been spending time in the Washington area and in New York. Earlier this month, he sat down with the Associated Press in New York for an interview. And his lawyers held a press conference in Washington, D.C. at the National Press Club, during which they outlined his defense. It's not the most logical explanation I've heard, but, you know, what's striking, it's a pretty detailed and thorough defense that comes even before he was charged here. So, you know, a lot of thought went into this.
What's remarkable about this story is that it starts off almost like this Hollywood movie, like Scarface or something, and then it comes to an ending at a Chinese restaurant in a mall in Maryland.
That was stunning to a lot of us. I mean, this is a guy who his wife had been taken into custody in Mexico on the Mexican side of this criminal investigation. His girlfriend was in Las Vegas and was taken into custody by federal authorities on Monday as well in relation to the U.S. part of this investigation. This was a man who spent and had a lot of money at his disposal, and his arrest happened at your average suburban mall.
P.J. Rice Bistro in the Westfield Shopping Mall.
Right. I mean, that's, you know, that's not where you would have imagined an alleged drug kingpin of his stature.
So, Ernesto, what happens next? Do you think that Liuguan will stay in the U.S., or will he be sent back to Mexico?
It's unclear at this point. Both countries want to prosecute him. He's on U.S. soil, so it seems likely that U.S. officials will have first dibs, but Mexico may choose to challenge that.
Ernesto Londoño of The Washington Post, thank you so much.
My pleasure.